Lift up your voice, please pray. You can do better, put your hands together and give God some praise. Your praise is weak. The state of expectation is the breeding ground for unprecedented miracles. The Jews came and they wanted to see Lazarus raised from the dead, but the Greeks came and said, "We will see Jesus." I don't know what you came to see. I don't know why you came. But looking at you, I don't think you came to see Jesus. I think you came to see a man. And if you came to see a man, then you ain't getting nothing. But if you came to see Jesus, then I guarantee you, God got some powerful things in store for you. And your attitude is very, very, very important, because your attitude determines your attitude. So show me some attitude. Let me feel you. Show me some attitude. Thank you, prophetess, for that prophetic word. I don't know if you really heard her. And as she was speaking about Ghana and everything, I was just thinking through so many things that if you look at the present circumstances and condition we find ourselves in, you may not receive the word of the Lord. You won't. But the word of the Lord comes like God came on the scene and he saw the state of the whole earth was chaotic, full of darkness, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was a change. And so God is not going to speak when things are good, when everything is all right. He brings the prophetic word to change what is there right now, and it's up to you to receive the prophetic word, and that is what will turn it around. I still don't feel you. I'm not feeling you. Hallelujah. But tonight, I want to give you some few points that you need to get yourself throughout this week. But before we do, then there are three things that, as I was resting, that came to me in the spirit. Number one, I saw an arrow from the air. Number two, I saw an arrow from the sea. Number three, I saw an arrow from the earth. Three arrows. Air, sea, and land. Let those three arrows, whatever they represent and stand for, let them be intercepted and overturned. Somebody put your hands together right now as we go into strong intercession and prayer right now. Intercepting every arrow in the air, arrow on land, arrow from the waters. Put your hands together. Let me hear you right now. Intercepting the arrow. Come on, somebody. Open your mouth. That arrow could be about you. It could be about your loved one. It could concern you. It could be about this country. It could be about anything. But intercept it. Intercept it right now. As you open your mouth and put your hands together, any arrow in the air, any arrow shot from the air, shot from the sea, shot from the underworld kingdom, let them be intercepted and overturned. As you put your hands together, somebody deal with it right now. Deal with it right now. Push it, push it, push it. Push it right now in the name of Jesus. I can't hear you. Let's go deeper. Let's go deeper a little bit. I want to feel the burden lifted. There is a weight. There is a weight on my shoulders. I want to feel it lifted, 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 lifted. Every arrow shot into the air. And from the air, any arrow shot from the waters, from the sea, from the underworld kingdom, from the land, in the name of Jesus, to bring about the enemy's agenda, in the name of Jesus, to kill, to steal, and to destroy anyone doing this impact after impact, two, to the end of this year. We intercept the arrow as we put our hands together. Let the arrow be intercepted right now concerning individuals, concerning families, concerning this country, concerning nations across Africa, Europe, Latin America, South America, North America, the Middle East. In the name of Jesus, we intercept every arrow as we put our hands together. Let burdens be lifted. Let burdens be lifted. Thank you. One of the things we want to also do as we proceed with impact, so many people, I was watching you when you were coming on the camera, and I was watching so many of you, the way some of you were walking and the way you were coming in, and you can see that people are burdened. People are carrying weight. We want to pray that at Impact 2022, let burdens be lifted. Let everyone that comes with a burden go back home free of the burdens, and let yokes be broken. Let shackles be broken. Let chains be broken. Let burdens be lifted. Will you put your hands together and pray that prayer right now? That at Impact 2022, burdens will be lifted. Yokes will be broken. Shackles will be destroyed. Put your hands together. Pray that prayer right now. That everyone that came with a burden, whatever the burden is, burdens of marriage, burdens of finance, burdens of children, burdens of loved ones, burdens of country, burdens of ministry, whatever the burden is, that within this day of impact, in the name of Jesus, that burdens will be lifted, yokes will be broken, shackles will be destroyed. Somebody, open your mouth and put your hands together and make declarations that burdens will be lifted this year. Yokes shall be broken. Chains and shackles will be destroyed. I can't hear you. Put it together right now. In the name of Jesus, that let burdens be lifted. Let yokes be destroyed. In the power of Jesus' name, as you put it together right now, let burdens be lifted. I need some guys, eh? I need some strong guys to move the pulpit down for me. I need the pulpit down. Post it, post it, post it, post it. Make declaration that burdens will be lifted this year, that yokes will be broken, shackles will be destroyed, that no one that comes with a burden will go back home carrying their burdens. In the name of Jesus, make those declarations right now. Make declaration. Let it not just be another gathering. Another, it cannot, it must not be just another gathering. Let there be divine turnaround, turnarounds, turnarounds. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to also pray that the sick shall be healed. Sicknesses, diseases, afflictions, infirmities, especially incurable diseases, like the cancers and some of the things that are just killing people. You know, incurable illnesses, infirmities, affliction, demons oppressing people and tying people up. So many people are tied up with all kinds of situations and they are afflicted in their mind, mental torture, emotional torture, physical afflictions and pains and torture at this year impact. Anyone that steps this ground, whatever weight and whatever they come with, let there be a permanent solution. Let there be divine turnaround. Let every injustice and wickedness against individuals, family, sons, daughters, children, old and young, in the name of Jesus, let it be arrested. When they step foot on this ground, let something turn. Let something break. Let something change. Let nobody come here and live the same. People have come by air, they've come by road, they've come by water. They cannot go back the same. Something must break. Something must change. Something must be lifted. How many of you came with an expectation? Come on, let me see your hand. You have an expectation this year. We want to pray that God will meet everyone's expectation in the name of Jesus. You know, when the prophetess was speaking, she said some very, very powerful prophetic things, confirming things that I know of and she has no idea of. Even though she was smiling and all those things, I said, she has no idea of some of the things she's saying. I was sitting there and it was ditto. And it was just hitting me. Confirmation. And that is one of the powerful ministry of New Testament prophet, confirming already the witness of the Spirit, confirming what the Holy Spirit have already said and spoken. Let this year not be just another impact. Are you hearing me, somebody? Folks, by the time anyone that step foot here, leave this ground, something must turn around. Are you hearing me? These are the days of the supernatural. Are you hearing me? There's a woman, we have a testimony. It's on the video. Maybe we'll play it tomorrow. She's from Celerion, and she said they've been watching me on Dominion Television, and the husband had a problem with his eye, couldn't see, went to the hospital. They did so many things, and it wasn't getting better. And then they were watching me praying on Dominion Television one of the days, and he said that night he went to bed. And as he slept, he saw me come to him in his dream, prayed for him. He got up in the morning and the sight was restored. You know, and some of the testimonies are mind-blowing. I was talking to Pastor Eastwood the other day. He's out of the country. And I have some gifts to give to some of the speakers. And I said to myself, I said, Eastwood, have I given you a sword? He said, yes, Papa, you did. And he said, I need to give you a testimony. He said the other day, he was dealing with some crisis in his church. So he said to the folks, go to my office and bring the sword Papa gave me. So he said he brought the sword. He lifted the sword and made declarations. When he was finished, he told them, take back the sword and hang it on the wall. The protocol guy took the sword, went to his office and hung the sword. When he hung the sword, he got stuck to the wall with the sword. He couldn't come out of the wall. So they had to come and call Pastor Eastwood, and he had to go to the office and pray, and then he was able to pull him out. Are you hearing me, somebody? And he said, Papa, there is something about those swords you've been given. Let me tell you something. I want you to live here with a testimony. I don't want it to be just another impact. I want you to live here with an experience, with such a turnaround that when men are cast down, you will have a testimony. And it will be different in your life. Are you hearing me? Pray that prayer right now. Put your hands together. Pray that prayer right now. We have to pray some prayers based on our expectation to see some changes. Are you hearing me, somebody? Put it together. Put it together. Open your mouth and make some declarations. Okay, sit down for a few minutes. Sit down for some few minutes. Let me talk to you for some few minutes. This is the 11th month. And we call it the 11th hour blessing or the 11th hour miracle. In the 1918, the First World War ended when they signed the peace treaty. On the 11th month, on the 11th day of November, and on the 11th hour, it was the 11th month, 11th day, and the 11th hour when the peace treaty was signed to end the First World War. After that, 20 million people were killed. The 11th hour seems to be a time when everybody had given up and think that nothing good is going to happen, and people quit and feel like, you know something, there is no more hope. But I came to tell you, it's a lie of the devil. It doesn't matter how long it seems to be, and how long you've waited from January up to now, and you have dreams, you have expectations, believing God for some things to happen, and it hasn't happened yet. Hear me. I have some expectations. I have sowed some seed, prayed some prayers from January, fasted and believed God for some things. I haven't seen it yet, but I believe I will see it before the end of this year. I have that faith. I'm not quitting. I'm not giving up. I'm holding on to the horns of the altar. And I have the faith and believe that by the end of this year, I will see the manifestation of my expectation. And if you believe it, put your hands together and say yes. It is a trick of the enemy to make you to believe. And I was saying to somebody, I said, unbelief has everything to do with what you believe. Unbelief is the result of what you believe. That the enemy makes you to believe that God is able, but he will not do it. He's able, but he's not going to do it. He wants you to believe that God is able, but it's too late. It's too late. Because we are in November, almost December, and the year ends. And you haven't yet seen your prayers answered. The breakthrough hasn't happened. Things are still hanging all over the place. You don't have a solution. He wants you to believe that it is over. Now, if you believe that, then unbelief comes out of what you believe. But you got to believe the opposite. You got to believe that God is able and he will do it. Are you hearing me, somebody? It doesn't matter how long it takes. You got to still believe. And it's important. If you look at the book of Matthew chapter 20, reading from the first verse to the 16th verse of Matthew, the 20th chapter, there is a parable, very, very interesting parable that you all know of. And most times we talk about the 11th hour workers, the 11th hour workers. But let's read it and look at something. I want you to learn some few lessons here because I believe it helped you because we are all dealing with something. Everybody is dealing with something. Everybody is going through something. But you have to learn some lessons. So you are not just reading the word, but there are some interesting lessons here that we must learn to encourage you so that throughout this week, after impact, you will still live here with the faith and the belief that it's still not too late. You got to believe that. You have to have that faith. You have to have that belief that it is still possible. Tell two people, your dream is still possible. Yeah, yeah. You got to believe. Say it again. Say it with some audacity. Say it with confidence that your dream, your expectation is still possible. You got to believe that. Because, you see, the trick of the enemy is to get you to doubt, and it's to get you to stop believing that your expectations and your dreams are possible. And if you come to that place and you believe that it is not possible and it is over and it cannot be done, it doesn't matter who prophesied what and what God asked, it's just not going to happen because it has everything to do with your faith. It doesn't have to do, you see, under the Old Testament, most times it had to do with what the prophet said. But in the New Testament dispensation, it has to do with your faith. Are you hearing me, somebody? So the prophet can prophesy, but if you don't have the faith to believe what the prophet said, it's not going to happen. Are you hearing me, somebody? Now look at Matthew chapter 20, reading from verse 1 to 16. Look at some few lessons here. Very, very interesting dynamics here. Look at it. Underline the word early in the morning. Different rules. You have to look at it. Look at it. So the first laborers, he had a deal with them. Say a deal. A contract with them. They signed a deal. I don't like that one. I don't like the deal one. I don't like the contract one. I like and I love the 11th hour miracle. I want to be among the 11th hour workers. Are you hearing me, somebody? But to be among the 11th hour workers It takes some endurance. It takes some inner tenacity. It takes some audacity. It takes some attitude. Are you hearing me, somebody? It takes some staying power. Say, I hear you. Go ahead.
And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing.
He went about what?
The third hour.
After the first, he went the third. Watch it. Follow it.
And he said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, I will give you.
So these ones, so he agreed with them. He had a deal with them. He said, you go in, work, and whatsoever
is right, I will give you.
As the Lord of the vineyard is my money, I will give it to you. So there was an understanding here. Go ahead, look.
And they went their way. Mm-hmm. Again, he went out about the sixth and ninth.
He went back again the third time.
Mm-hmm. And he did likewise.
Uh-huh.
And about the 11th hour, uh-huh, he went out. And
he went out
and found others standing idle.
Mm-hmm.
And saith unto them,
yes,
why stand ye here all the day idle?
All day idle. Watch this, go ahead.
They say unto him, because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, go ye also into the vineyard,
mm-hmm,
and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first.
Beginning from the 11th hour, mm-hmm, those who came at last, not those who came at the first, the third, the sixth, but those who came what? At last, pay them first.
And when they came,
mm-hmm,
when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny.
Mm-hmm.
But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. And they likewise received every man a penny.
Mm-hmm.
And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, these last have wrought but 1 hour. And thou hast made them equal.
I want to be among the 11th hour that just works for 1 hour. Are you hearing me, somebody? Yeah. Just for 1 hour. Everybody came working from the beginning of the day. From morning, they worked. Now, these 11-hour workers, we call them the 11th-hour workers, they all came from the same house, the same community, the same tribe. They were friends. They were family. And they all came looking for an opportunity to work. The master came the first time and employed their brothers, their sisters from the same house, the same community, and ignore them. He came back the second time and called for another group from the same house, the same community, the same area, and ignored the 11th hour people. Then he came the third time and called for people that were friends, loved ones in the same community, and ignore the 11th hour people. But the thing about the 11th hour workers is this: they were not discouraged, they didn't go home. They didn't backslide. They didn't give up on their faith. They still believe. And here, it wasn't that they were lazy. They didn't have an opportunity. They were still believing and still standing and still waiting and still had faith that their opportunity will come. The Bible said that it is not, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to men of might, nor riches to men of skill or understanding, but time and chance happens to all. Put your hands together and say yes. They were waiting for chance and they were waiting for time. They didn't give up. Turn to somebody and say, you give up too quick. That's the problem with a lot of you believers. You church, you backslide, you give up on your faith, you stop believing, you begin to murmur, you begin to complain about everything, and you have issues with everybody. The 11th hour workers did not complain. They came from the same house and they have issues. That's why they didn't go back home. Because they came from the same house with the people who were hired and they were ignored. But hear me, being ignored does not disqualify you. And sometimes it can be like you are being rejected. No. Are you hearing me? It's not about rejection. It has to be with timing. Somebody say timing. Because if I have to choose, seriously speaking, I prefer being among the 11th hour workers. Because these guys came from the morning, they worked morning, they worked afternoon, they worked evening, and the 11th hour workers had only 1 hour. They had only 1 hour to make an impact, 1 hour to make a difference, 1 hour to do something with their time, and within 1 hour, like a moment, they were able to turn their situations around, and they worked within the 1 hour that the master said, you know something? Pay the 11th hour workers first. I want those who came and had only 1 hour to make a difference. They've impressed me. There is something about these 11th hour workers that I want them to be paid first before everybody else, and pay them the same amount everybody else that came before them. Hard. Now watch it. Do you realize that when the master came and called the 11th hour workers, they didn't reject the call? They could have said, it's too late. They could have said, I have toiled all night. Like Peter said to the master, when Jesus said, cast your net to this side, to the right side. And Peter said, master, I've been in the fishing business all my life. I know where the fishes are. We've toiled all night and had nothing. And Jesus said, you don't know who you're talking to. I'm the master. Are you hearing me, somebody? Then Peter said, nevertheless, at thy word, we will act. At thy word. Others could have been discouraged, thrown in the tower, and said to the master, it's the 11th hour. There's nothing we can do. 1 hour, what can we do within an hour? And some of them could be thinking about, what will I get for 1 hour? So many people are security minded than abundant minded. They are thinking about security and check. But the 11th hour workers said, it's an opportunity to make a difference. It's an opportunity to prove a point. It's an opportunity to make an impact. So they took advantage of the 1 hour. Hear me. When God remembers you, and when God favors you, 1 hour can make a difference. A moment can make a difference. Somebody lift up your hand and say, yes. All they had was 1 hour. That's all they had. But watch this. When we talk about the 11th hour workers, it's like when a woman goes to give birth to a child. The head comes first. Then the shoulder. Then the rest of the body. And then the feet comes last. The feet comes last. But it's the feet that carries everything. And the 11th hour workers are the people we call the foot generation. The foot generation are those that carries everything. They carry the head. They carry the shoulder. They carry all the organs of the body. They carry everything. But they are the 11th hour generation. Are you hearing me, somebody? They come before, they come when everybody has come first and has accomplished so much. There's a book that is coming out before we end Impact entitled Bridging the Generational Gap. You need to get that book. Because, you see, we must understand something. Especially the old generation, that there is coming a new generation that will accomplish and do more than the old generation. And it's not because they are anointed and they are better than the old generation, but history rises and repeats itself on a higher plane. And if you watch God, God is a progressive God and He's a generational God. He's the God of Abraham. He's the God of Isaac, he's the God of Jacob, and they should have been the God of Reuben. But the reason why we didn't have the God of Reuben was because Reuben didn't honor the father. And dishonor will strip and deny you of your generational privileges. Jesus said the other day in John the 8th chapter, he said, I don't have a devil because I honor my father. And the thing that guarantees the blessing of the young generation is honoring the old generation. When you fail in honoring the old generation, you forfeit your inheritance, because you attract and you become what you honor, and you forfeit what you dishonor. But the fifth generation, which is the 11th hour workers, are those that will come at the 11th hour, when all of us have worked hard and have sweated all the year long, all the day long, all the month long, and they come upon the foundations we have laid, and they have just 1 hour. Are you? And they take the microphone, and in a moment they turn the whole world around. Are you hearing me, somebody? Put your hands together and say yes. A lot can happen within 1 hour. And I don't want you to feel like, you know something, the economy is tough. We've lost money. We've all made investments, and we've lost on some investments. But don't focus on that. Don't let that be your focus. Have faith in God. Are you hearing me, somebody? And don't live by the system or the economy of this world. Live by the economy and the system of God. God has his system. Man has his system. I don't live by man's system. I live by God's system. Say, I hear you. So number one, believe that it is still possible to get your miracle. That your turnaround is still possible. That it is never too late. The enemy will tell you, it is the 11th month. It's too late. The First World War, 20 million people have died, perished. And they had no hope that this war was going to end. But 1918, November 11th, and the 11th day and the 11th hour of the 11th month, the peace treaty was signed that ended the First World War in 1918. When it looks like all hope is gone, I came to announce to somebody, by my experience, whenever it looks like every hope is gone and there is no way out, that is when you are closer to your miracle than ever before. I'm telling you. And the thing that amazes me about God is this. He doesn't do it when everything is all right. No. I don't know why he does that. But it's when things are tight. And it's when all hope is gone. Then he shows up. He shows up like the three Hebrew young men. They were standing into the furnace. And God could have prevented it, but he didn't. He allowed them to get in there. And it was when they were in the midst of the fire that the fourth man showed up. And he took the power of the fire off. He created an air condition in the fire. Daniel, in the dens of lions, he could have stopped Daniel from getting into the dens of lions. He had the power to do it. But he didn't do it. He waited till Daniel was right there in the midst of the lions and sent an angel to shut the mouth of the lion and said, Daniel, use one of the lions as your pillow. Go to bed. It's those kinds of things that makes the heathen and the unbelievers to believe. Are you hearing me? Yeah. God wants to have a testimony out of your crisis. So he allows the crisis, but it all depends on you. Because the 11th hour workers could have quitted, given up, and said it is over. But he didn't. And then when they were even given the opportunity to come in, and our pastors, our bishops, our prophets, our sons and daughters, businessmen and women, that sometimes at the 11th hour, you call them for an assignment, and because it's the 11th hour, they reject it. And what could have been the best moments of their life, they miss it. And I can see them missing it, but I can't help them. Because I can't exercise my faith on their behalf. Winston Churchill said something. He said, in the life of every one of us, there come a time when destiny taps us on the shoulder to perform a duty for which we were born to perform. And he said, what a tragedy to be found unprepared when that hour comes. The 11th hour are those who never quit. They never get discouraged. They don't complain. They don't say they were, because if you watch all the time the master came, they were ignored. And sometimes you can be ignored. And I'm just telling you, I don't care who you are, you can be ignored sometimes. And sometimes God can allow you to be ignored. Because he's trying to make something out of you. You are being processed. He wants you to develop character, because the problem is not the anointing and it's not the breakthrough or the blessing or the elevation. It's whether you have enough character to maintain the blessing and the breakthrough. And sometimes you'll be rejected. Yeah. Because the master came and rejected them. The first time, the second, the third. They were rejected. Until the last time he came in and said, I have come and rejected these people all this time. They haven't complained. They haven't left. They are still here. That is what makes the difference. Some of you from the beginning of this year, you've been through situations. You've been afflicted. You've faced discouragement. You've been through disappointment. Things have happened to you. You've been misrepresented. You've had opportunity to leave the faith or the church, but you are still here. You are the one I'm talking to. Others have had opportunity to make a difference. And watch it. Sometimes what the enemy does, he will make you to believe that, you know something, it's too late. It's too late. The people, others, they started from the morning. They've gone too far. They've covered too much ground. They have so much. They are so far away ahead of you that even if you try now, you can't catch up. But the 11th hour workers have a different attitude. And a different mentality. And they say, it doesn't matter how far you've gone. It doesn't matter how big you've become. It doesn't matter how successful you are. I will give my best shot for just the 1 hour I have. And they did something within that 1 hour that the master said, I know others came before the 11th hour, but take care of the 11th hour first. And that is where the Bible says, the first shall be last. And the last. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. I want you to watch this. The Bible says, the heavens is where his throne is. The earth is his footstool. The Bible said, thou shalt tread under your feet serpents and scorpions. Are you hearing me? And he said, wheresoever the sole of your feet shall tread upon, have I given to you for an inheritance. Say, I hear you. Say, there is something beautiful and powerful about my feet, my feet. You are the fifth generation. You are the last that shall become first. And you must never believe. You must never believe that it's too late. You must never believe that others have conquered and gone so far that you cannot catch up. There is something called the spirit of the overtaker. That was what Bishop Joel preached this morning. He talked about pursue, overtake, discover, recover all. The hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. That is the difference. That is the difference between the 11th hour workers and those who use skill and experience and power and capacity. The 11th hour workers have nothing to prove. They have nothing to prove. They come in by the hand of the Lord and by the message of God. It is not him that willeth, nor him that runs, but God that showeth mercy. Say yes. The hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he overtook the king and his chariots. When the hand of the Lord comes upon you, everything is possible. Within this impact, you will see such divine acceleration of the word of the Lord in your life. And by the time you leave impact, you will see the hand of God coming upon you to overtake. And hear me. Look at me. Look at me. You don't have an enemy. You don't. Our enemies are demons, not human beings. And most of the times, what I realize in my own life is that some of the time when I was young coming up, the human beings I saw as an enemy were enemies because of mistakes I made. Yeah. Because I wasn't wise, I didn't handle some things well. And when you do that, you give people grounds and occasion to misbehave. And instead of seeing them as enemies, go past them. Take some responsibility. Deal with the devil. He is the enemy. Let no human being be your enemy. Stop focusing on human beings and haters and people who don't like you. Forget it. The 11-hour workers are the fruit generation. They don't complain about who has gone ahead of them. When your season comes, and when it's your turn, it doesn't matter who is ahead of you. Are you hearing me, somebody? Yeah. On Sunday, I went to one of our branches around Chazako to break ground. We just helped them to buy land, and they're going to start building. So I was telling them how they can build immediately and not pay. And there are some people I haven't seen in church for a long time who are some very good titers. They used to help me a lot. And I haven't seen them in church. So when I went there, I saw them there. And I said, hey! So I said, Pastor Dan, you've taken my tithe. You've taken this, it's my offering, you've taken it. You've taken this, my other tithe. Hey, Dan! And they were all there. And they're very happy there. And I prayed for them and blessed them. And I was telling one of my pastors, I said, I have 48 churches in Accra. And all those 48 churches are tithes and offerings that have left me. They've left here, they've gone. And yet, I'm bigger than all those churches. And yet, I have money more than all those branches. Are you hearing me, somebody? And just when they all think that all I can do is the main building there, we have a stadium. Do you know where you're standing? You're standing at the stadium. Are you hearing me, somebody? And I was very happy for Dan. And the people that I saw them all there, Bishop James, some of the people who, when you were a resident pastor, they were here helping us with big tasks. They are all at Dan's place. You should see them there. And they are very happy there. I said, praise the Lord, let them be there. Are you hearing me? And the things they are doing and the opportunity they have, I didn't have it at my time. I didn't have it. Because they are the 11th hour generation. And this old generation must realize there's a generation coming after us that are coming with such speed because they are the 11th hour generation. And God will allow them to do more than those who came before them. And that is God. Jesus said, greater works you shall do than I did. Greater works. But he didn't say you'll be greater than me. Do you get it? Oh yeah, you do greater works, but you are not greater than me. So I celebrate your greater works, but you're not anointed than me. Are you hearing me, somebody? Because if you look at Elijah and Elijah, Elijah performed 7 miracles. Elijah performed 14. Joshua, Moses didn't enter the promised land. Joshua entered. But on the Mount of Transfiguration, it was not the sons who were talking to Jesus. It was the fathers. So you can do all your greater works. But and I'll pray for you and rejoice with you. But you're not anointed more than me. Are you hearing me, somebody? And I think that that is what the old generation must accept. That the fourth generation are the 11th hour workers. And they will perform more within a short time than we did. And that is the way it has to be so that we can accelerate the work of God and the move of God for Jesus to come. But there shouldn't be any room for competition. Are you hearing me, somebody? You see, Reverend Ampiakofi standing there. Reverend Ampiakofi. He's a powerful man of God. And when the Lord told me to teach him, I call him and say, Bobby, you are preaching today. He said, No. I'm not ready. So I realized that I can't get him to preach. So what I did was, we'll have the service, and then I'll call him and say, Bobby, lead prayer. And he loves leading prayer. So when he starts leading the prayer, I said, ladies and gentlemen, after the prayer, Bobby will be preaching. So he will take us into a long intercession. Then after he will preach. He's a powerful preacher today. And hear me. Bobby works in powerful miracle ministry. Yeah? I went to Nigeria with him. We had a big crusade. And I said, Bobby, watch how open the ears of the dumb. And I taught him how to open the ears of the dumb. And he gets more results more than me. But I taught him. Are you hearing me, somebody? Yeah. He gets more results. And I'm happy. I'm happy because at my age, I don't want to do what I used to do 30 years ago. Even if I don't want to do some of the things I used to do before. I just want to sit down, relax, and chill. You know? I want to take Rose on a cruise. You know? Yeah, I won't backslide. Don't worry about that. Amen. Some of you are looking at me. I will not backslide. Amen? Rosa won't let me. But lift up your hands. I want you to believe that your dream is still possible. Your expectation is still possible at the 11th hour. So you got to watch your confession. You got to watch your thoughts. You got to watch your beliefs. Because if you are not careful, you will kill your miracle with your mouth. You will kill your breakthroughs with your attitude. The issue is not God. And sometimes not even the devil. It has everything to do with you, your belief. Because your belief can turn it around. Don't reject the offer at the 11th hour. Because sometimes God can delay it. You know, Amadu, sometimes it's good for God to delay some things. I'm telling you. Because you see this land where we're standing? God has to delay some things. Because if God hadn't delayed some things, we wouldn't be standing here. And there are so many things that I've been through, which is a process. And God had to take me through those rejections and those moments of being misrepresented. And yet, he says, don't defend yourself. Don't say a word. Say nothing. Don't defend yourself. Don't explain. Say nothing. Let me handle it. And it has helped me to grow and to become mature and to become better. The 11th hour people learned a lot by being rejected. When they came and took everybody they came from the same house and the same community with, over and over and over, and they kept being rejected and kept being ignored. Some of you sisters, all your friends are married. You've attended all the weddings of the year. Business is not moving. All your friends and loved ones, their businesses are flying. But let me tell you something. When yours happens, it will be beautiful. When your breakthrough comes, it will be so nice and so beautiful that it will blow everybody apart. I look forward to rejoicing with you before the end of this year. I'm not talking about next year impact. I'm telling you that if you believe, you know, last week at Dominion Hour, I was with somebody who came to my office to bless me. And there was this lady who wanted to see me, so she came. She said, what is your problem? She said, I've been asked to leave where I am. I found a place. I need rent for 1 year. And I don't have money to do anything to take care of my kids. I'm a single mother. So the guy that came to bless me, I said, pay for her rent for 1 year and give her money to do business. So she left my office with money to pay her rent for 1 year and money to do business. Everything happened at the same time. When she was leaving my office, I watched the way she was walking. When she came in, I watched the way she was walking. And when she was leaving, I watched the way she was walking. And penyinfosi abuani se ni nice fidie no mo anisunku. A free moon to anisunku. The walking when she came to my office was I'm broke walking. When she left my office, it was I'm loaded walking. Your walking is about to change. I'm telling you. Lift up your hands. I'm going to ask Dr. Mpiakofi to come and pray for us. And after take our second offering. But if you can believe, Lazarus was dead, was in the grave for 4 days. And when Jesus came, the sister said, Master, I believe you. But the fact of the matter is that if you came 4 days ago, I would have believed. But right now, my belief is that he will rise on the last day. She still believed, but her belief was last day belief. What are you believing? Yeah. It's all about what you are believing. If you believe that it can happen at the 11th hour, I'm joining my faith with yours. And it will happen at this 11th hour. You know, when the prophet sat down, she whispered to me. She said, the Lord said to me that there is somebody here who is going to sign a check to pay for all the bills for impact. Yeah. One person. And I believe it. Because I've seen so much miracles that I have so much faith in believing God that when we even do a program like this and we don't take an offering, I'm still not afraid. Because I know that God is going to come through. Yeah. He's going to come through. I believe God too much to doubt. I'm a walking miracle. If you haven't seen a miracle before, look at me. This is a miracle you are looking at. Are you hearing me, somebody? Yeah. I'm past 65, and you see how young I look? You know, Rosa was telling me the other day, he said, I don't like this. I don't want you looking younger than me, boy. I'm not going to let you look younger than me. And he said, do you realize how young you are looking, your skin and everything? I said, baby, I don't even want it. But I did. I looked at it, but I didn't want to say it. So I said, I don't see it. I'm just being healthy. Are you hearing me? God can turn your captivity around at the 11th hour. I declare you as part of the 11th hour generation. The fifth generation. You will carry the whole body. Some of you in the financial circle, you will carry the whole burdens and need of the church without struggle, without sweat, because you are the fifth generation. Lift up your hands as Dr. Robert Mpiakofi comes to pray for us, bless us, and to take our last offering. Before Dr. Mpiakofi, let's also acknowledge the ambassador, His Excellency the Ambassador of Liberia. He's here with the Vice President. Please put your hands together. Your Excellency, nice meeting you. I think I like you. Amen. Doctor, pray for us, bless us, and take our last offering for us, okay?
Thank you, Papa. Please lift your two hands. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word. For without your word, nothing happens. Everything is by your word and through your word. And we have been fed tonight. We have received your word tonight. And by the authority of the word we have heard, we speak into each and every life, every expectation, every 11th hour expectation. Lord God, do more than we can ask. Do more than we can think. Favor your people. Show yourself strong. Show yourself strong. You are the mighty God that can pick from the 11th hour and make the 11th hour receive the same. We thank you for the same blessing, the same favor. It shall not be by struggle. It shall not be by sweat. It shall be by favor, by divine interventions, by divine graces. These things are done in your life. In the name of Jesus, we declare that none shall be sick. The inhabitants shall not be sick. None shall be a victim of the enemy. All shall be victorious in the 11th hour. If you believe it, shout yes. Give the Lord a big, big clap offering. And can we appreciate my papa? He's something else. Hallelujah. We have received the word. This one, you can't imagine where the word is coming from. It's coming from the realms of the Holy Ghost. And we thank God for my papa. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Please be seated as we are preparing to give to God. I know that the 11th hour people are people that give their best within 1 hour. So within a few minutes, praise God. Praise God. I know if you really heard the teaching the way I heard it, the 11th hour people give their best in 1 hour. In a short time, they do their best and get the best. This impact is one with a difference. Tomorrow night, a man that is shaking the whole world, a man that CNN has been interviewing him about prayer, a man that when he starts praying in the morning, the whole world starts to shake from the equator to the North Pole. The one and only Jerry Ezer will be here tomorrow night. I mean, that anointing of that prayer, you and I need it, and you and I will come to receive it. With your whole family, with your friends, with everybody you can muster, let them know that the prayer giant is coming here tomorrow. Hallelujah forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah to Jesus. Have you taken your offering? An 11th hour offering. Because when you come at the 11th hour, there's no time to waste. There's no time for debating. There's no time for doubting. It is just 1 hour. Whatever you have to do, you must do it at that 1 hour. And that is what we are doing now. We are pressing in. And by the power of the press, in the last hour, we shall get the result that we have been waiting for. I see you receiving an extraordinary grace as you take your seed and lift it up. We are going to speak some prayers by the grace of God. We have heard a word. I don't know where the word came from, but the word is from heaven. If you study, you can go and read books, but you won't find this word. You can read all kinds of Christian periodicals. You won't find this word. This word is coming from the living God, from the Almighty throne. Please lift up your offering in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up our 11th hour seed. We are pressing in, pressing in. Whatever you have for us in this impact, by the power of our seed, we release our faith to contact your miracles. Every aspect of our life that is at the 11th hour, we declare as we release this seed into your kingdom, let there be manifestations of your presence and power. May your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Please, we shall rise and we shall observe the protocols of giving the offering. Hallelujah.
Lord a mighty clap
offering. A very, very mighty clap offering. And tomorrow night, the servant of God, Jerry Ezer, will be with us.
Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together for Dr. Bob for taking the offerings and also leading us in prayer on behalf of His Eminence. Praise the Lord. Time is fast, friend. But before we leave here, we want to let you know that if you are here, you haven't given your life to Christ, we give you the 11th hour opportunity to do so. Jesus at the 11th hour said, "It is finished." And there are some things in your life that God must tidy up in this 11th hour. If you are here, you haven't given your life to Christ, why don't you bridge the gap between God and yourself? It is time to move from your zero to your overflow. God is giving you an opportunity. If you haven't given your life to Christ, would you just lift up your hands and we'll do a prayer for you. All over the place, if you haven't given your life to Christ, would you just lift up your hands? We can see you from wherever we are, and we want to pray a prayer of bridging the gap between you and your Maker. Can I have us quietly bow down our heads? And those of you who want to give your life to Christ, those of you who are watching us online, virtually, you can also connect to this bridging the gap opportunity of giving your life to Christ. Can I have your hands lifted up? So I pray for you tonight. Those that wish to come to Jesus. The Bible says that whilst we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What God did for us was bridging the gap. God wants to bring you closer. Who is that person that needs to connect to this opportunity? Shall we pray? Say, Heavenly Father, tonight we don't want to miss our visitation. We connect to this opportunity of reconciling and making peace with you. We ask, O God, that you give us another chance to become new creations. We confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior. And with the belief of our hearts, we acknowledge it verbally. We declare that you are our Lord and soon coming King. Tonight, we surrender our lives totally to you. Come and live in our hearts. Rule over our lives and be the King of kings of our hearts. Write our name in the Lamb's Book of Life and let us have hope in eternity. Somebody say amen. A few announcements before we leave. Tomorrow morning at 9, we have the prophetic service and you don't want to miss it. We want to book our seats. It's coming on in the main auditorium, not in this outdoor space. So please take notice of it. Our prophetic morning service is coming on in the main cathedral auditorium and the time is 9 o'clock in the morning. Make sure. All right. I'm also reliably informed that there are buses available to take you to the proximate city center, and also tomorrow morning the buses will be running. So if you don't have a means of transport, you can walk towards my left and to your right, and I'm sure you can catch a ride for free to the nearest proximate destination. Praise the Lord. At this moment in time, I would want to invite the Papa, His Eminence Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams. Shall we rise up as we welcome the ministry of our Papa to close us?
Oh, I think Bishop Taki from Canada is here.
All right.
He's one of my sons. He's a big man. When you go to Canada, his name is the Impact Chapel International. Big ministry, big guy. He's from Action. He married one of my daughters, Fidelia. So he's in town. Let's ask Bishop Taki to bless us. Please welcome Bishop Taki.
Thank you. Come on, give him praise. Can we make a shout and give the devil a heart attack? What an awesome night. What a powerful night. The 11th hour. In the morning, Bishop Joel preached about recovery. recovering all. And in a message by the prophetess, we also heard recovering. And I believe bridging the gap is a time of recovering. If you believe it, come on, shout it. As you are shouting, no, don't stop it, don't stop it, don't stop it, don't stop it. As you are shouting, you are recovering all that you have lost, recovering homes, relationships, strategic relationships, finances, healings. You are recovering, you are recovering, you are recovering, you are recovering. Father, we thank you. We thank you for everything you have done tonight. We thank you for the uncompromised word that we have received, the gospel that has been made known unto us tonight. We thank you for the prayers of the saints, that you have hearkened to our prayers, and you have heard our prayers, and you have answered our prayers. I therefore declare that none is living the same as we came. I therefore declare in Jesus' name that chains are broken and destroyed. I therefore declare in the name of Jesus, the spirit of liberty has brought liberty and deliverances to the saints tonight. I therefore declare in Jesus' name for the inner strength and capacity to believe for possibilities, that nothing shall be impossible for us in Impact Conference. I therefore declare that all things shall be possible because we do believe. Come on, give the Lord praise and put the devil to shame.
Bishop, I haven't heard that one before. Shout and give the devil a heart attack. come on, shout. Give the devil a heart attack. Bishop James, this young bishop, they have some very powerful statements. It's very, very powerful. So now, just before we leave, I want all our bishops and our guests to please go to the waiting room for dinner. All our guests and our bishops, please leave now to the waiting room. All our guests, please. All our foreign guests and our bishops can leave now. And also, our elders and our deaconesses can also leave now and join our guests at the waiting room. Thank you. Lift up your hands, every one of you, every one of you. Wherever you are, let the deacons and our elders, our bishops and our guests leave now. Please follow that protocol. Just do that for us. We appreciate it. We love you. We love you. With your hands lifted up, with your hands lifted up, we are going to share the grace right now. We are going to share the grace as the bishops, our foreign guests, our elders and our deacons leave. Yeah. You can start leaving now. Amen. Let our guests start leaving. And our elders, our deaconesses. Tomorrow morning.
Hello, God bless you. This is Pastor David Entry, Caris Church, London. I am excited to know that Dominion TV is doing amazing things over the years, and I want to team up with you and encourage you that let's stand with Dominion TV, let's support Dominion TV, let's partner with Dominion TV, because many lives are being transformed, are being changed, are being blessed because of Dominion TV. This is a TV station to be part of, and I know you are going to make a difference. And anything you do, you are helping to make a difference. God bless you.